Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back. Final hour. Jeremy Conn, Ed Norris here with you on the Big Bad Morning Show. We get to talk to general manager of the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Elias. He joins us right now. Mike, how are you?
Hey, guys. How are you? Good morning.
Good. And I guess like a primary focus for us is going to be the amateur draft and what's coming up. I know you can't talk specifically about certain things, but I wanted to ask you about the strategy of taking a guy under slot and the value of that, that it can have in a draft. Not saying you guys are going to do it this year. That was a lot of talk with Kjerstad, and I think even a couple other times where people are bringing it up. Is that a strategy that how does it pay off for you guys in the long run?
Yeah, I think it's a complicated topic because the way that the baseball draft works, there is a set amount of money that you're even allowed to spend in the draft. It's a capped thing, and so if you're able to identify a player that you feel is the best player on your board or close to it or somebody that makes sense for you and maybe his next spot that he thinks he's going to go in the draft is a couple of picks later, you're going to be able to sign him for a little bit under the slot and apply that money to other players later in the draft. So it's something that I'm a little cagey about with how we approach it just because you got to keep the agents and the other teams on their toes. But it's something that we've done to great effect over the years in Houston and here. And, you know, we'll just see where the chips fall on draft day. But it's ever since the baseball draft has been capped and constructed this way, it's been a very effective strategy in certain cases for some teams over the last 10 years.
Hey, Mike, how do you look at – when you look at players to draft, since these guys who come up to this level, the major league level, they're always the best kid on their baseball team. You know, it's little league, high school, college, they went. They're always the best player, and they play different positions. And we've seen guys like Michael Givens be drafted as a middle infielder, and then developed into a pitcher. How do you evaluate guys if you're going to, you know, actually change their whatever they're playing at that time? What do you look for?
Well, we very often encounter players that are really good pitchers and also really good hitters, and ultimately, you know, we kind of make a decision on which way we feel like they're better to go. Usually, like in Michael Givens' case, I mean, I wasn't with the Orioles then, but I remember him, very promising both ways. You tend to start with the position player side because, it's hard to stop hitting for 2-3 years, focus on pitching, and then miss all those at-bats and go right back to hitting. And then usually, so if a guy doesn't hit enough, like as was the case, as it turned out, with Michael Givens, and you can put him back on the mound and his arm will still be there. So it's something that we run into all the time. That's what scouts do. We talk about position changes. We project into the future. We got to imagine how the kid's body is going to age from 18 to 26 and whether that's going to, you know, move him off of center field or move him from shortstop to third base. So it's really part of the craft. It's fun. I mean, we don't get it perfect, but we're, I think, on a whole, pretty good at it.
Talking to Mike Elias, general manager of the Baltimore Orioles here on the Big Bad Morning Show, Ed Norris, myself, Jeremy Conn with you. And Mike, as far as drafting high school players, the difficulties in that, in evaluating talent, can you kind of go through that and maybe some of the things you look for with those guys?
Yeah, it's unique in the baseball draft where we have to deal with high school age kids and college age kids simultaneously. And obviously, you know, with a college kid, he's older, he's gotten more upper-level competition. You have statistics from Division I colleges. We've got an analytics department that's able to assign some value to those statistics in terms of how they're probably going to translate into pro ball. So you're dealing with a lot more info. But as you can imagine, if you're never drafting high school kids, the high school kids have more stars in there because, you know, they showed themselves to be great when they're 18 years old. And they don't go to college. So if you're just bypassing that category, you're probably gonna miss out on some superstars. But by and large, you know, the college players, it's a more predictable return. So one of the harder things we do is compare those apples to oranges.
Yeah, it seems that way. What about international kids? I mean, I know we have international scouts, and now you guys have developed a real program, which we didn't have. But is it more difficult with international kids, or was it the same because now you've got a, you know, you've got scouts on the ground down in whatever country it is?
Yeah, it's very difficult. I mean, you know, we actually have to make scouting decisions on these players internationally when they're like 14 years old. Wow. It's kind of crazy, but that's just how it works. But the baseball has gotten so good in the Dominican Republic and Venezuela, particularly, that you know, if you ignore those players, despite the risks and despite the difficulty scouting them, you know, it's really damaging. And you know, that's been a big problem here for the Orioles that we're still kind of emerging from. So you know, all you got to do is look on your TV screen to see how many stars are coming out of that part of the world. And, you know, fortunately we're up and running and in business here, but it's tough. Again, it's a tip of the hat to the international scouts, the professional scouts, to develop a real feel for that market and an ability to pick one 14-year-old kid over another and do pretty well with it.
Talking to Mike Elias, general manager of the Baltimore Orioles here on the Big Bad Morning Show. I want to switch gears and go to the major league level. And, you know, sometimes you see pitchers like Zach Greinke and CeCe Sabathia, and they have to reinvent themselves. They lose a little bit off the fastball and have to, you know, pitch a different way. When you look at Matt Harvey, and look, the velocity's still there. What are you seeing with him, Mike? Because he has been struggling, hasn't been getting deep into games, and I know he's clearly frustrated. You can see it after the games and hear it in his voice during the press conferences.
Yeah, I know it's been a very frustrating stretch after a really good start, first six, seven starts of the season for Matt. And, you know, it's been a mix of good and bad. You know, he started off well. Like you said, the velocity's there. He's thrown 70-some innings for us. And you look at his strikeout and walk numbers, which are really important indicators of a pitcher's kind of stuff and skill, and they're pretty good. Like, he's got 20-something walks and 62 strikeouts or something like that. So he's still got some pitches and some ability to control the ball and put hitters away. But unfortunately, it's just been a lot of damage off of him, you know, homers, fly balls. And I think that he's had some bad luck, but we've played very poor defense behind him. And at key times, hasn't gotten a double play ball, given up a two-out hit. So I think that it's, you know, his numbers are not as bad as they look. He's done a good job of covering innings and taking the ball for us. And I feel for him because he's been very stoic and determined, and we can all sense that there's more in there. So, you know, we're going to stick by him. I think if we had other deeper starting options right now, we might have the luxury of putting him into the bullpen for a stretch where his results would probably play up, but we just don't. You know, Means and Zimmerman are hurt, and you know, we're struggling to put together a rotation now, and so we're sticking with Matt.
All right, Mike, I'm from Brooklyn, New York, so you know I'm always going to ask a Jacob DeGrom question. So the year like he's having with this, you know, an ERA below one, 14 strikeouts per nine innings, you know, talking, it looks like a clear Cy Young winner. Is it fair to compare him, and people are doing this, and compare him to Bob Gibson when Gibson, during that 112 season, had 28 complete games, pitch over 300 innings? Is this apples to apples?
Yeah, I think so, Ed. I mean, just as like a fan, I watched him. I can't remember anything like this in the last 10 years. I mean, it's the way that he throws, the command that he has with that velocity, how easy it just looks. It's crazy. I mean, I would probably in my life, you know, have to go back to the Randy Johnson, Pedro Martinez season. It's pretty exciting and fun to watch. It's one of the best pitchers I've ever seen.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.